is that?
This one, sir.
Yeah, it's this one.
It's our theme song.
Oh, wait a minute.
You've gone that far with it.
But here's
another, here's another one of your
Big
favorites.
Big finish.
Oh, wait a minute. Some things in life are fate. And this'll help. There we go. Always look on the bright side of life.
Always look on the light side of life. If life seems jolly rotten, there's something you've forgotten.
The first whistle is being tough to get your lip ready to go. Life seems jolly rotten to me today.
So I think she's trying to get me out of her brain. You know, one of the things that is always look. One of the things that is, I guess, a part of all of our realities is that we are all subject to the foibles of being human beings. One of the things that I think we tend to forget about, and maybe that's the part of the job that I have never gotten. I've always been myself, one way or the other. And the guys who, Richie always talks about this guy, Jack Diamond, who does a morning program in Washington. Always that, hey, gang, how's everybody doing today? It's a great day. It's a sweet day.
Always
a fine day. Got a smile in my voice. Mm-hmm. And he beats his dog. But I don't
do that.
Allegedly.
Whatever it is. When I look around today, the stupid hot sauce mom.
You need to drink.
Getting on.
Yeah, I really do.
You need a little alcohol in your life.
Maybe I should have some now.
That's what I was thinking. Let's have a mimosa. It's a mimosa morning on good day.
It is a mimosa morning. And I'm trying to do my best, which is what I do every day here, and you try to do your best. And one way or another, even though sometimes the programs that sort of feature what we call in the business personality, the people who are on the air, have interesting personalities. Jennifer certainly does. Richie does. Roberta does. And all the people who are part of our gang here, our entourage. But Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Yeah, okay. So it's about Doug Steffen. But it's not just about me. It's about all of the other people who are on the program, things that we're affected by, because your life is not just about you, whether you realize it or not, although some of you think that it's all about you. And that's part of the problem of where we are today, I think. We have made things all about us. And so in focusing just on us, we forget about the people who help us where we can't possibly do anything by ourselves. We were talking earlier about Steve Jobs and the conundrum that Apple has with him retiring or resigning or whatever it is that he's doing. He's no longer the head. If you haven't heard the story, he's not the Apple CEO any longer. And so that tells everybody, oh, my God, what's going to happen with Apple? Apple will probably be just fine because Apple hasn't gotten to be the huge, huge corporation and successful, wildly successful company that it is with one guy. Hello. It just doesn't happen. So for those who want to dig this thing, that's as an example, apart, it's not all about one guy. Any more than this radio program is all about one guy, one person,
life. One guy in the beginning, but then it comes, like the show. It grows into something where it is more than, you know, originally he came up with the ideas and the marketing ideas and plans for it.
Yeah.
And then he brought in people, and that's why he's good. He brought in people.
Got to bring in people.
Got to have people.
Make your life not about you. Do your best. No question about the fact that your life should be devoted to doing the best that you can do. But if you are doing your best, you're not. If you're first class in everything, you can't be first class. Let me think. Let me restate that. If you're first class at one thing, it doesn't mean you're going to be first class at everything. You may be. Some people are just better at lots of different things, and some people are just good at one thing. But the one thing you're good at ought not to be a focus on you. Just you. And we have become so ego-centric in our country It's always, and it came my generation, it's called the me generation, because we were taught, sort of, that everything was about us, was all about us. And I think we still do that to a point with our children, although I see it in my children that they've sort of branched out of that and they do look around at the greater good. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying everybody is about that, but I think there are too many people, and that's why we find ourselves in this ridiculous situation that we're in with really bad leadership, whether it's many of the corporations around that are badly led or many of the...
Don't you think the media that we're, the media message
awful. Yeah.
that we're getting is that you are the center of your own universe?
Right. Well, look at what the consultants tell us, Jennifer.
Yeah,
always
it's about
talk about you.
You.
Yeah,
right.
It's always about you.
But think about all the TV talk shows. Everything has to, well, as long as you're happy, which is true to a point. You have to be the one that's in charge of your own happiness. But there's a really fine line between losing perspective that, hey, there are millions of other people on this planet. And there's just seems to be a lack of consideration.
Let me tell you, kids fixes all that.
Yeah, it does.
Here's nothing about you when you have two small children running around. It's all about them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep, yep, yep. Okay, so anyway, you might want to check out that story at DougStephan.com, the Steve Jobs story. There's a very interesting trending topic on Twitter. So that's
ooh,
a little
trending bit. Topic Twitter.
Trending topic on Twitter.
Tell us.
Let's see.
Well, it's about what we're talking about here, in a sense. I think this was last weekend or the weekend before. The Twitter stream focused on dear younger self.
Oh.
Where people were tweeting messages that they would have sent to the younger selves if they could.
Man, I would have loved to have done that.
Yeah. So you can look at that and see what's there. Interesting messages. So what would you, if you could tweet a message to yourself, what would it be? Younger, your younger self.
Dear younger rich, buy Apple stock.
Yeah. Okay. Perfect.
Touche, sir.
Yeah. Perfect. That's the perfect. That's just exactly what we're talking about. 800-510-8255. So you could. I don't know how we could do this on our Twitter feed.
Oh, we can put it on Facebook.
This will be a Facebook question for sure.
Yeah. Okay. So what about it? What would you say if you could talk to yourself as you are now, and you could talk to yourself about when you were younger, what would you say to you? 800-510-8255. Buy Apple. Yeah, Richie, well.
Start my 401k 10 years before I did.
Yeah, me too.
What's a 401k?
Right. I don't have one either, but I mean, I would have told myself to have one.
I had a nice one.
I would have.
I had
said
a really nice one.
You do have a nice one.
No, not anymore. I don't have a nice one.
Not to take yourself too seriously, because think about when you're in high school.
Yeah.
Everything seems like the end of the world.
Right.
And it's just so ridiculous when you realize how small those problems were.
So you would tell yourself to chill out. You would tell younger Jen to chill.
I would say, and don't be so shy. Don't be so afraid of people. I used to, oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Oh,
but
so
at what age would you have told yourself that? I would have told myself that in high school.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be afraid.
That's exactly what I would have done.
To be a part of the world.
Mm. And to contribute and tell people what you think.
Yeah.
And, oh, yeah. I wish I could. That's one thing. I don't regret anything because I think what you do during those years makes who you are today. So I don't regret it. But if I could go back, oh, my gosh, I would totally not care that I had toilet paper on my shoe. I mean, just, you know, who cares?
Yeah, the Jen I know now doesn't care about that at all.
If you were, if I
would
were sending,
about it.
If we were Jen back to Jen, don't forget to pull the center out of the toilet water there.
Yeah, that's right.
Make sure you punch the center out.
800-510-8255. So what do you say to yourself if you can go back in time? You're sending a message back to you 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, 20 years ago. What would you say to yourself? Richie had a couple of great ones there. I would have said, find Charlotte earlier. 800-510-8255.
It doesn't say get married, find a nice woman. Find the dog earlier.
Yeah. Charlotte, are you okay? Yes, Charlotte's fine. Charlotte's doing well, and hopefully you are as well. Here's a way for you to be well. If you used to be energetic, gentlemen, and happy and full of vigor and vitality, and now you're just becoming a couch potato, you're no fun to be around, you're a dodgy, dotty old, you know, poopy-doopy, There's a natural supplement around that will raise your testosterone by 61%. Seems hard to believe, but I know these people. They've been in business a long time, and I've talked a lot about their products over the years. New Vitality presents to you Ageless Male. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's absolutely nothing to lose. If you're a man who's noticed that you're changing and you don't like the changes, call now, 800-864-4031, and get yourself, your body, your mood. This is probably what I need today, much as anything else. Ageless Male, risk-free trial, 800-864-4031. They'll explain to you how this whole program works. If you are different and you don't like being different, then here's a way of getting your testosterone levels up. And they drop naturally as you get older. They do. You'll find that out, Richie, as life goes on. This is proven in clinical research to boost safely testosterone levels up to 61%. Healthy testosterone means more vitality and a great outlook on life. 800-864-4031.
When you're shopping for a home at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we created the Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval. Come in, sit down, and talk with a Wells Fargo home mortgage consultant, and we'll let you know the mortgage loan range for which you could qualify. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is a great first step to help you start looking at homes within your price range. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is not a commitment to lend. Please call for additional program details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Coffee, please.
Phyllis, what's that spring in your step? Are you in love?
In love with Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. My feet feel fantastic.
What?
The Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Kiosk at Walmart. It measures and analyzes your feet, then recommends the Custom Fit Orthotic that's best for you.
Sounds expensive.
No way. They're a great deal.
Hey, get that guy his coffee. I'm off to Walmart.
Go to Walmart.com and search Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics for a kiosk nearest you. Savings versus other custom orthotics insert brands sold at retail.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? A free $100 Visa prepaid card via Easy Rebate when you buy a student laptop and show a current school ID. This incredible offer means your student can start school with a powerful new Windows laptop. It also means you won't have to hear,
"You're giving me your old laptop, Mom? It's so big."
At Staples, you'll find four powerful and portable student laptops from HP, Dell, and Toshiba. Even the amazing Samsung Princeton with the new Intel Core technology.
Hey, Mom! The X key is missing. That's not an important letter, I guess.
And don't forget the $100 Visa prepaid card. Just be sure you take advantage of this offer soon.
Mom, what is a floppy disk?
Who knows? With that free $100 Visa prepaid card from Staples, you might be surprised at what you hear.
Hey, thanks, Mom.
Who says money can't buy love?
Staples. That was easy. Visa card issued by J.P. Morgan Chase Bank N.A. pursuant to a license from Visa USA Incorporated. Terms and conditions apply to the card. Details at staples.com/student offer.
Jason Lewis here. You know, we talk daily about all the crazy stuff going on, concerns with the economy, job loss, natural disasters. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for you and your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dried meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Company entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. Also, for a limited time, go to WiseFoodStorage.com and enter promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com, promo code Lewis, and don't forget to request a free sample. WiseFoodStorage.com, gourmet emergency food at the best price.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
What you need to do is put the good bacteria back into your body. If you have a loose stool, it's because you don't have enough of the good bacteria to help you digest the stuff that's going through your system.
When I saw this story about how the French are day-to-day healthier than we are.
When you pick your nose, if you've got dirt on the end of your fingernail...
Can we go back to the cow manure?
You're disgusting, but I love you.
Well, my disgustingness is my best feature.
It's a great day. Blood Stepping's good day.
From America's Got Talent last night, this is Demi Lovato singing her single Skyscraper. She is not a contestant. She's a professional songstress, is she not, Jennifer?
Yes, she is.
And how popular is she?
She had a rehab for anger management, by the way.
Really? Why was she angry?
Cool. I don't know. They never really said, but she was bulimic and angry.
Huh.
It's amazing when you eat a sandwich.
She's just hungry.
Yeah, right. Here's a burger.
PB&J, buddy. Let's go.
Much better for you, too, by the way. PB&J better than a hamburger. So, producers paid America's Got Talent to have her on so they could promote this new song.
Sure.
Yeah. What do we think? This is, why do we, I see, what I object to here is the distraction from trying to find whoever it is that they think has got talent. So, all right, she's there, she's performing, using up time, et cetera, people paying attention to her. But the real stars here are the people who are trying to prove that they have some talent. And there are all kinds of interesting folks here who have done all measure of crazy things, it looks like. Here's Prince Poppycock, who was last year's fourth-place finisher in America's Got Talent.
Yeah, I
was going to say, somehow that name sounds familiar and it's disturbing
Poppycock.
Me.
Here he performs the Michael Bublé song, Feeling Good.
You know,
remember him? This guy, remember this guy. Prince Poppycock.
You know how
Poppycock.
Poppycock, what I say.
Poppycock. You're not saying it wrong. I just wanted to say it, too.
Prince Poppycock.
It's a new dawn. It's a new day. It's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good.
What are they screaming and yelling and clapping for?
If she must see me, you know how I feel.
All right. So he's still not a contender. Here's a contender, the group New Boys on the America's Got Talent show last night performing their... Or is this another... They have a single called Better with the Lights Off. Who are these two?
Yeah, they're a professional band.
Who are they?
New Boys. I just think of New Kids on the Block. Do you know who they are?
I don't.
All right. So if Jennifer Ritchie doesn't know who they are, they can't be much of significance.
They're up and coming.
Are they really?
I guess.
All right. So anyway, the West Springfield dance team, Beth Ann Robinson and Daniel Joseph Baker, all in the final elimination group. And here's where they find out who goes home.
West Springfield dance team, Beth Ann Robinson and Daniel Joseph Baker. The judges will decide
Nick Cannon
who takes
doing a great
the last
job.
Spot. They can only choose between two acts.
In what sounds like a question.
So let's find out who's heading home right now. America has voted. The act leaving the competition and going home is...
Poppycock.
don't think he's in it.
Happy God.
No, he's faster.
Beth Ann Robinson.
Aww. Oh. All right, so.
Who's she?
All right, that's the question of the morning. Who are these people and why do we care? 28 past the hour on Good Day.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, Time Warner Cable announced that it would begin subsidizing the Slingbox for wideband internet service subscribers. Slingbox lets you watch your cable television service over the internet on any other TV that it's hooked up to. Most cable programmers argue that you should be restricted to just one household. In other news, Google agreed to pay out $500 million in a lawsuit that alleges the company knowingly accepted illegal pharmaceutical ads. The AdWords listings were for Canadian online pharmacies that unlawfully imported drugs to the United States. The settlement is one of the largest ever made by a U.S. company. And finally, Reuters reported that Apple plans on releasing a cheaper version of the iPhone 4 aimed at emerging mobile markets. The phone will have an 8GB flash drive and compete directly against Nokia's international handset dominance. Visit ShellyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Steffens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
When you're shopping for a home, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we created the Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval. Come in, sit down, and talk with a Wells Fargo Home Mortgage Consultant, and we'll let you know the mortgage loan range for which you could qualify. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is a great first step to help you start looking at homes within your price range. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is not a commitment to lend. Please call for additional program details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
On to round three. If a train leaves Spokane...
Schenectady by Saturday!
Correct. March comes before May. What's in my left pocket?
Half a mint and a rusty switchblade.
Correct.
Bam!
Who lets you watch TV episodes and movies instantly over the internet?
Ha-ha! Netflix!
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
That is red!
I know. Can you put me down now?
Sorry.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
A brother one with me. No woman to be here. I just came to watch my LED.
Life Before the Collapse. Vinyl LP by the Lost Vegas. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun-caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to HideYourGuns.com.
That's HideYourGuns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
HideYourGuns.com right now. Right now.
Stephen, good day program. It's Thursday again. We are on page, what are we on? Page 2 of 4, I guess.
Yes.
2 of 4. This is hour 2 of the...
We're on the deuce.
Well, we are. I have been suggesting that your effort today to be successful is something that you can't do all by yourself. You have to pull yourself into or out of whatever it is that you have found as a distraction. But you will not, in the lesson to Steve Jobs, you will not be the only person who's responsible for your success. However, you will be the most important person when it comes to that. And if you want enduring success, you have to be a little ahead of perhaps others around you. Think ahead. Thus, the question that we asked earlier, or the suggestion, sort of an interesting thing. I'd be interested, by the way, you guys put this up on Facebook.
Mm-hmm. We've already gotten some responses.
I'm getting big responses.
Really? Yep. Okay, so here's the... Let me just underscore the premise here. The idea is to speak to your younger self, to bring yourself back to... If you could say something to you 10 years ago, 15, 20 years ago, whenever it was, what would you say to you? It's a great exercise. Before we get to our television report with Jennifer, because Roberta's out, we haven't had Queen of Sheep and probably won't until after Labor Day when she comes back. And we got a lot of things that are in there that are ongoing. You can always check on the Queen of Sheep box to see where there are a lot of ways to save. But the updates will come back when Roberta comes back. Meanwhile, this Twitter, I guess we could thank Twitter for this, but it's a good exercise no matter whether you use Twitter or not.
Twitter has lots of sometimes interesting, sometimes stupid trending topics.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And this was one of the more interesting ones that we picked up on.
Okay, so what are you getting, Richie and Jennifer?
The ladies
first.
Well,
I just thought of one for myself, which is don't do the spiral perm. But I also got one on Twitter.
Good.
On Twitter from Jim McKeever, he said, any photo with you sporting a mullet may come back to haunt you via something called the Internet. And then we also got on our Doug Steffen Good Day Show Facebook page from Kim. She said, put your brain in action before you put your mouth in gear.
Ah, great.
That's
advice.
Really good advice.
I'm trying to work with my son on that one right now.
Patrick says to fill out scholarships for college instead of taking out so many school loans.
Uh-huh. That's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
All right.
I have Paula saying, where do I start? Don't do it. Don't get married so young. Go to flipping school and be that doctor.
Mm-hmm.
I had said buy Apple stock when I was 25 years old. I would have told my 25-year-old self. So Franklin says, sell Apple stock 12 hours ago. Heidi says, have fun and see the world. Janet says, take care of your body and save for retirement. It's here before you know it.
True.
That's a wow. You look at the days, how quickly they go by, the seconds, the minutes, the hours, the days, the weeks, the months, the years. It seems like we were just here a year ago, the end of August,
mm-hmm.
and it's upon us, 2011. Here's Amy Kelly Graham, who writes, I'm not doing this thing that I want to because I can't afford it, or it'll be detrimental to my children, my family. Somewhere in time, we have lost the art of thinking. caring about our actions and how they affect others. So I guess that the essence of it is care about, think about what you do and say. That is one of the lessons in life that I have found most difficult for myself. That was good, Amy. It is very difficult sometimes, especially when you do what I do for a living and have done, not an excuse, but just the reality of trying to carry on a moderately intelligent, interesting conversation for 4, 5, 6 hours a day, and then, you know, in real life, having the essence of those conversations continue, and sometimes they seep over into your private life because we don't really have much privacy anymore. And all that we can do to protect our privacy is probably an important thing. Maybe that's another part of this. You could say to yourself, I want to protect my privacy. If you could, you know, perhaps not have done some of the silly things that you did and have people know about them, it just, that's part of growing up. But how many of us have seen these pictures on Facebook? The reality of our lives today is there is very little privacy. So if you're having a good time and somebody takes a picture of you with a couple of glasses of wine in your hand and it shows up on Facebook, you lose your job as a teacher. That's the way it is. So do you think about those things? Hard to always think about everything. But yet that's what's required today. It really is. It's what's required in order to be okay, successful, or deemed, you know, we have such a judgmental society as well. That would be the thing I would say to myself if I were writing myself a note.
I was just about to ask, what?
Do not be judgmental, or try not to be judgmental, or in some way, shall we, judge not lest ye be judged. Easy to, and I do it now. I mean, I get so put off by some people and their lack of sensitivity, or their lack of objectivity, or their lack of intelligence when it comes to things.
You're judgmental of judgmental people.
I am. I'm intolerant of intolerance, too.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that is, so be it. Okay, what's new at DougStephan.com? The headline from today's show.
Hold on, let's bring you in officially.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm looking at this story about the dog, always dog stories. This
the
is
bounty
story.
Hunter or a
no,
pet?
No, 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 no. This is a dog named Hawkeye.
Okay.
Hawkeye, what a
Hawkeye.
Great name
Hawkeye
from the TV
dog.
Show MASH. Yeah.
Yeah, right. Hawkeye is the dog of U.S. SEAL John Tumulson, who was killed. And at his funeral, this dog refused to leave the side of the casket.
Mm.
This is a heartbreaking photo.
Why do you tell me these?
The picture was taken, making the rounds, shows the SEAL's dog lying by the casket.
My cat would just eat me.
Lisa Pembleton, who is the cousin of SEAL Tumulson, wrote on Facebook that Hawkeye was Tumulson's loyal pet, wouldn't leave his master's side during the funeral yesterday in Rockford, Iowa. Quote, I felt compelled to take one photo to share with family members that couldn't make it or couldn't see what I could see from the aisle. So the dog was in there during the service. And it's really, it does. It brings an incredible tear to your eye. There are all kinds of things that you think about when you see these sorts of things. I am just so tired of us being at war and fighting and losing generations. There have been countries that have lost. We did that. That happened in the Civil War, actually to a point happened in World War II as well, when, close to half a million Americans, 600,000 died in the Civil War, about 500,000 died in World War II. It's like a whole generation, or the largest part of a whole generation. And I think we have done that here with a lot, way too many of this generation, and maybe my generation, doing what for what. Anyway, he was a member of SEAL Team 6 from San Diego. He was 8 years in this team. And he was one of the, 31 in that helicopter they got killed a couple of weeks ago?
Yeah.
So, anyway. And next to it is I'm looking at this story, at least on my page. I don't know whether on your page. Is a picture of Kim Kardashian.
Ugh.
And Snooki, and you just want to, I don't know. Am I being, now see, that's me being judgmental. I just think they're so useless. here's a guy who did something with his life. And I don't think we ought to, Frank, I don't think we ought to know who they are. I think that it's tougher on the families. I think that seal names, whether dead or alive, should be sealed. People involved in the Bin Laden thing, I just don't think they should have been made public, their names. But having said that, people acknowledging them, here we have this guy who you can make the case, legitimate hero, to be honored, didn't want to have the fame and notoriety. He just seemed to want to serve and liked this sort of, I mean, there's very few people who are suited for this. Let's face it. How many men and women do you know? They're going to bring women into the SEALs now, if you didn't know that. How many men and women do you know who can do what is necessary to execute, pardon the use of the word, the job of being a Navy SEAL? I know one man. I've only known one man in my life. And he's a fellow that I've become very close to. He's now 86 or 87 years old. He was a Navy SEAL during World War II. This guy is as tough as nails and has been as tough as nails through his entire life. And at 87, he's still working and still fighting the good fight and still accomplishing things. He was a farmer. And he became, in the 60s, a land developer. When he couldn't make any money as a farmer, he and his mother decided they were going to develop the land. They did, and he's developed lots of land around where I am in this part of the state. And just as tough as nails. And, you know, he's unfazed by a lot of things that would send us. I mean, the stuff that bothers me, he just laughs about. And we are sharing a lot of experiences together now because we have a business deal together. But I've gotten to know him very well, and when he tells me when he was 19 he was blowing up ships in the Pacific, I believe it. He was swimming around putting detonators on Japanese ships.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I mean, he's 19 years old, and you know, ships. How are you tough? How do you get tough like that?
Yeah,
but he's tough.
Practice.
Yeah.
Lots of practice.
Yeah. So are those guys worth more? In my opinion, they're worth a heck of a lot more than the useless celebrity that falls on people like Kardashian and Snooki. Useless trash. But this guy, here he is, he's only 31 years old, and he's gone because he did something that really was valuable. And so that's one of the things that we tributize at DougStephan.com today. You'll see the picture there, and you can read the story. It's at the top of the fold under What's New at DougStephan.com. Jennifer, and what's... excuse me, I am choked up about that. Jennifer has a focus on what's new on the television screen, including a little bit more about this Dr. Phil show and this woman. We've got some audio from that. And other things as well in just a moment here on Good Day.
GEICO makes it so simple to save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. But why stop there? GEICO finds every possible way to save you even more money. Good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, even good student discounts. And don't forget our Looking Fine discount. A discount for all the attractive folk like yourselves. Okay, there's not really a Looking Fine discount, just seeing if you're paying attention. It's not a bad idea, though.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Because neither rain, nor snow, nor dust and dirt, nor smudges, or even the toughest scratches, nor the glare of oncoming traffic can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. Crizal lenses. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network installed free. Plus your choice of HBO, Cinemax, or Stars free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish Network will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800. 800- 800-842-1870. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $24.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-842-1870. That's 800-842-1870. Again, 800-842-1870. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? A free $100 Visa prepaid card via Easy Rebate when you buy a student laptop and show a current school ID. This incredible offer means your student can start school with a powerful new Windows laptop. It also means you won't have to hear,
"You're giving me your old laptop, Mom? It's so big."
At Staples, you'll find four powerful and portable student laptops from HP, Dell, and Toshiba. Even the amazing Samsung Princeton with the new Intel Core technology.
"Hey, Mom, the X key is missing." "That's not an important letter, I guess."
And don't forget the $100 Visa prepaid card. Just be sure you take advantage of this offer soon.
"Mom, what is a floppy disk?"
Who knows? With that free $100 Visa prepaid card from Staples, you might be surprised at what you hear.
"Hey, thanks, Mom."
Who says money can't buy love? Staples. That was easy. Visa card issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank N.A. pursuant to a license from Visa USA Incorporated. Terms and conditions apply to the card. Details at staples.com/student offer.
12 before the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. The video of the day today is an amazing piece of video showing a replica of San Francisco created out of toothpicks. Took this guy 35 years of his life to construct this.
Why?
Look at it.
For a video on YouTube.
Yeah, that's probably it. A little more attention. All right, speaking of that, this story that we have been on and off, this woman that was on the Dr. Phil show, she sent a video 3 years ago, apparently, to Dr. Phil showing herself punishing her children, which you got a clip from.
She had, at this point, when this in the clip, she had already had the boy drink or put the hot sauce in his mouth, and she's making him keep it in his mouth because he lied to her.
Close your mouth. Did you swallow it? Good. Do you lie to me? No, don't spit it.
Making him keep it in his
mouth. Are lies supposed to come out of your mouth? No. Does it make it better to lie? Was it a good choice to lie to me about pulling 3 cards today?
Exactly.
I don't think this is good.
The poll, would you use hot sauce to punish your child, at DougStevin.com. I don't even know if I like that poll, but it's there so you can give it your attention. So, anyway, Jennifer, a lot of people just look at Dr. Phil and say,
unacceptable.
This is, I mean, Dr. Phil, whatever you think of him, is not the problem here. It's the people that want to do anything to their kids to be on his show.
He's giving them the forum.
I guess.
All right, what's happening at the History Channel?
History Channel, big evidence that UFOs exist.
This is a story at DougStevin.com as well.
Yeah, you can check it out. And there's, they actually go case by case in really famous UFO stories, and they look, put it under the microscope, kind of pull it all apart, and you can see all about that on the History Channel and also up at DougStevin.com.
What else?
Are you a believer?
I am, yeah.
Okay, so we said a couple of months ago, we said breaking in this new Christian Slater show on the Fox channel was cut. It was over. Well, not so fast. Apparently, Fox is bringing the show back for 13 more episodes. They did it because these two, there's a package deal going on. There's another show by the show's creator that they want at Fox. So they took this show to get it. So there you go. 13 more episodes for Christian Slater. Also, SoapNet is celebrating All My Children's end, its demise on September 17th. It starts off a mini marathon of All My Children's Susan Lucci episodes and the greatest loves on the show.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS, 800-332-6784.
Democrats, Republicans, have you had enough? Want real change? Then change yourself. Join a new political party formed to liberate the American people from the banksters who have overthrown the Republic. If you agree with maximum liberty, limited government, and traditional morality, then you agree with American Third Position. Get more information now. Call 800-513-4928 or go to a3p.me. That's A, the number 3, p.me. It's time to take America back.
Number one on the hit parade when it comes to understanding what's going on in your home is Tom Kreidler, who is the co-host along with Leslie Segretti of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program. He's got a great blog on moneypit.com, and refrigerator maintenance tips showed up there. I talk about those. Plus, we have a couple of notes from those of you who listen and ask questions. We'll have those for you in a moment. Tom is here on Good Day, and we'll give you his advice. Other than get out of town, which is not necessarily it's good advice for the hurricane weekend that's about to befall him and all of us on the East Coast. So maybe that's the advice. Batten down the hatches. A little of that coming up as well here on Good Day.
Final round time. If two's company and three's a crowd, what's 207?
A bar mitzvah?
Correct. Opportunity never knocks twice. Why not?
It's got sore knuckles?
Correct.
Yes.
How fast does Netflix let you watch TV episodes and movies?
Instantly, through your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Yeah.
Sir, put your shirt back on.
But I'm excited.
You're scaring the children.
GEICO makes it so simple to save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. But why stop there? GEICO finds every possible way to save you even more money. Good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, even good student discounts. And don't forget our looking fine discount. A discount for all the attractive folk like yourselves. Okay, there's not really a looking fine discount, just seeing if you're paying attention. It's not a bad idea, though.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hi, Tom Kreidler is here. First things first, the Hurricane Irene situation, as it'll be felt by the folks in Florida today, the Carolinas tomorrow, where Richie is tomorrow night into Saturday morning, where I am Saturday night and Sunday
morning. You guys flying right into it.
Yeah. Well, you're there.
You're right.
So where do you think
that's
you're
true.
Going?
That's true.
So what is there anything other than common sense? Make sure the roof is tight. What else do you do?
Well, projectiles in your yard. That's a good place to start.
Yeah.
So we're talking about all your lawn furniture and trash cans.
Yeah,
and,
pull that umbrella in.
Really, I mean, it's amazing how many people leave that stuff around. Yeah. Every time we see a severe storm, I see people's garbage cans strewn up and down the street, hundreds of yards away. And those things can fly, and they can go through windows and things like that. So really battening down the hatches is the most important thing. And, of course, also, making sure that you have an adequate food supply and that sort of thing. And if you do lose power, you want to keep in mind that it's best not to open the refrigerator, which makes an excellent cooler, by the way. So plan your meals accordingly in case you're in an area that is subjected to power and you don't happen to have a backup power generator that you can rely on.
Can I give you another quickie on that one, Tom?
Sure.
Make sure your propane gas tank on your grill is filled up, because the last time when Isabel came around, we cooked on that for 2 days.
Right. And I bet all the propane sold out real quick after that. Because,
it sure did.
You know, that's right. That's a good point.
All right. So talking about refrigerators, you had a post about saving leftovers at themoneypit.com refrigerator. What's the... the reason that I'm interested in this is because I got an old refrigerator that I call Tony's refrigerator. She used to keep all of her stuff in it when she was here, and it has this black glunk and, like, perspiration beads on the side of it. What does that mean?
Yeah. Well, you got a condensation problem with that. I mean, the key thing with a refrigerator that I think people don't realize is that they do need maintenance. And I'm not just talking about wiping down the shelves, but if you have the old-style refrigerator that has coils on the back, you have to pull it out and clean those because otherwise it doesn't work very efficiently. Mm-hmm. If they get dirty, it can't cool properly, and then it runs actually longer to do the same job, and that can cost you a lot of money. And then underneath the refrigerator is a huge source, especially if you have condensation for mold growth, because that water will drip down to the pan underneath the refrigerator, and it can grow mold there. So you need to take that out and thoroughly clean it with a bleach-based solution. I know people have gotten very sick just from what's not in the refrigerator, but what's under their refrigerator. Mm. So, you know, very important to maintain that appliance.
Here is J.D. who writes, I had a house built, moved in June. Builder forgot to install a manifold duct system to vent my dryer.
Oh.
They're willing to come back and install it. Is it worth the trouble?
Well, first of all, you absolutely have to have a duct system for your dryer, J.D., because otherwise you're going to be dumping all of that moisture you're taking into the hose into the house. Now, the manifold system is really interesting. I'm not sure if you've ever seen these. They're kind of like prefabricated dryer ducts that fit inside the stud bay. So it takes the duct at the bottom of the dryer, runs it up inside the stud bay, and then turns 90 degrees and runs it out without you having to sort of twist and turn that big fat hose, dryer hose, to do this. So it's much more efficient. There's no restriction in there, and the clothes will dry a lot quicker, and because there's no restriction, it doesn't tend to clog up as well with dust.
All right. Here's the word from the man who knows, Tom Kreitler from the Money Pit. You can check him out. Call him anytime. He's there, 888-MONEY-PIT. Ask a question. He'll get an answer.